Yes, hello. Good afternoon. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Michael, please?
Yep.
Thank you very much, Michael. Michael Hudson, I can see here. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? From 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
What was the one between or above 11 and 25?
11 to 25 is an option. Yeah, it's basically how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? So you said between 11 to 25 years?
I'm close to 25, so...
Close to 25.
Yeah, I'll say 11 to 25.
Thank you for your opinion. It is very important. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, cement mason, plaster, marble mason, stone mason, PCC restoration, refractor bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, tile setter, or other?
Depending on the job they have on, but most generally it's block and brick.
You said one more time, please?
I said, depending on the job they have me on, but most generally it's block or brick.
Okay, perfect. So just one moment, please. So you were basically, you said generally a bricklayer, correct? Is that right? The phone's getting distorted. Yes, that's right, correct? Thank you.
Yes.
On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Journeyman.
Okay, journey level mechanic, right?
Yep.
Thank you very much for your opinion. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, right now we're just got laid off about a week ago.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft? If any, would you say 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 21 plus weeks?
I would say 13 to 20, I think was one of them.
13 to 20, it is one option, correct. And thank you for your opinion. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? There is also an option, no,
yes,
don't know
yes.
Or refuse. Yes, you have.
Yes.
Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
no
worries. No.
Your opinion is extremely important. Thank you once again. We really appreciate your timing as well, sir. And why did you consider dropping your union membership, please?
Because I was going to jump to a different union. I was just going to go from the block to the concrete.
Okay, so because you were going, one more time, please.
I thought about jumping from the masonry part of it.
You thought jumping from the masonry part of it, right?
Well, I considered getting out of the masonry part of it and going to work for a concrete company.
For concrete, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. So you considered going
changing,
out.
Changing
yeah.
from the brick bank, like, I don't even think it'd be changing unions. It'd be changing crafts. Because I wouldn't be considered a brick mason, I'd be considered a concrete finisher.
Correct. Thank you so much for your opinion. We are 18% complete with the survey. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It varies just depending on... The construction's out there, it's just in different neighborhoods. They don't build a building in the same neighborhood every year. You know what I'm saying? So yes, the construction is out there. It's just the fact that it isn't okay. In the same neighborhood every week.
So even though it varies, you would say it's about the same number as this time last year?
Yes. I would have to say yes.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same number.
About the same number at this time last year. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Well, again, yes, in my community, yes.
Okay.
But it changes because communities always are different. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We're not working in my little town every day.
Perfect. No worries. Your opinion is still very important. Moving forward, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Was there a what?
Was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
I appreciate your opinion. Think about the last job in which you worked. Do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Yeah, it was funded through the government.
Through the federal government or through the state or local government?
I don't know. I know it's school buildings, so I don't know if that's state or federal.
So you're not sure? We could probably say don't know. Okay, no worries. That's also an option. Thinking more generally about the economy. Oh, I'm sorry?
I said I think it was state funded, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Is it state or local government? We can take that as your opinion as well, sir. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
It seems like we just keep growing and growing and growing, so I wouldn't think that it would slow down. I would have to say that at least as much, if not more.
Exactly, more than now, right? Thank you. We're about 30%. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It's hard to say with the inflation we've had.
The line's kind of breaking up. What was that again?
I said it's very hard to say with the inflation
yes.
that we've had. With the inflation that we've had, the way everything has tripled, price of groceries has tripled, you know, everything has tripled. Building materials
right.
has tripled. So
would you say it would stay about the same? It will get worse or get better?
What's that, the economy?
Your family's economic situation. Looking at your family's economic situation. There's also a don't-know option.
I would have to say it's probably going to get worse due to the fact I'm getting old.
Get worse, right? Okay, switching gears a bit, think about your work on the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns, or other?
All of them are concerns, but at the same time, I haven't really seen anything out of control or anything like that, or where people don't, I would have to say
do you have no real safety concerns on any of those options,
well,
of course?
No, due to the fact everybody's paying attention. So it ain't, you know, everybody's paying attention. Don't get me wrong, you don't have to be standing right up on them to pay attention. But,
Right. So which one would be the test? Yeah. Which choice would you select? Language problems, careless people on the job, heat cold, unsafe power tools, falling objects, fall risks?
Falling objects or falling risks.
Okay. It has to be one choice only. So we can select the first one you said. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. Was it, and did you attend that meeting in person or online?
In person.
Okay. Thank you very much. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. Picketing?
No.
Thank you very much for your opinion. And also, we're 39% complete, almost done. Thank you for your time. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Okay, thank you so much. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. You can use a number from 1 to 5, of course, in order to enumerate the ones that you believe the sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. How about local TV news programming?
I watch the news, yes, possibly.
Okay, would that be a 1 or a 2 in the rank from 1 to 5?
Probably between 1 and 5. 5 is high,
yeah.
And 1 is low.
Actually, 1 means the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
I'd have to say 3.
Okay, thank you. How about cable news?
5.
Okay, about the last choices, okay. How about friends and neighbors?
2.
Okay, thank you so much. How about the radio?
1.
1, okay, thank you so much. The internet or social media?
5.
Okay, thank you so much. And also print or online newspapers? 6. It could be a 6 option too.
I read the articles, the magazines that the union prints.
Right.
But not really much in the newspaper.
It should be the latest choice, right? The least likely. So it's radio, cable news, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, you said, and the internet or social media, and print or online newspapers is the rank, right? That order.
Okay, yeah.
All right, thank you very much. And we are 52% complete, almost done with the survey. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Education, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, or something else?
Jobs and the economy.
Thank you very much for your opinion. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important, you would say, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of Davis-Bacon Act? I'm sorry. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? The options are the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, both or neither?
I really ain't up on who supports it, but you want me to guess, I would say the Democrats.
The Democrats, the Democratic Party, right? Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis? Hello?
The auto workers.
Okay, would you say that much more or somewhat more? Do you support much more or somewhat more the United Auto Workers?
I would have to say if they're going on a strike, there's a reason for it. So I would have to say the auto workers.
Correct, but do you support somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more, the United Auto Workers. Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done on his job as a president overall?
No.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you very much. How about the economy?
The economy's went to shit since he's been in office.
Okay, so would you say you strongly disapprove, right?
Yes.
Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. How about the healthcare? Do you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done on the healthcare?
I don't know what he's done, but I would say I disapprove.
Okay. Disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, then again, like I said, I don't know what all he's done in that criteria since he's been in office, but I would have to say I strongly disapprove him.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your opinion. And the same options, immigration, do you approve, strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove,
strongly disapprove? I strongly disapprove.
Correct. How about support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
I appreciate your opinion. Thank you. We are almost done, 70% complete. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
I appreciate that. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote? Almost certain you will vote. Thank you. And if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I don't think it's going to do us no good to put him back in office. In fact, everybody in Congress is going to work against him. So I don't know what the answer is. I think
Also select on this side, or other, if you're not sure yet. You can also select undecided or other.
I would vote for Donald Trump.
You will vote for Republican Donald Trump. Thank you. We're 77% done with this survey. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. Thank you so much. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you very much. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I know for a lot of us, it's hard to get to the union hall to have a union hall to have meetings because...
I'm sorry, you sound a little bit far away. What was that again?
I said, I know for a lot of the people, it's hard to go out of the way. Maybe it's really hard to go out of the way. It's the traveling. By the time you've driven to work, about 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, drove to BFE to get in the job site by 7 o'clock in the morning. You work till 7 o'clock in the evening, or you work till 4 o'clock in the evening, and then you drive home. Most generally, by the time you do all that, because it's an hour trip, most generally, whenever I take a spot in the union, I have to drive an hour. That's the worst thing I don't like about the union.
So you said that they could improve their transportation too, you said?
Yes. Or they're, I don't know. You can assign people to the jobs closer to the house rather than...
By assigning people jobs, you said, right?
By assigning people jobs that are closer to the, or more convenient, basically.
Closer to the union.
And that are closer to you where you live at, for less travel.
Exactly.
In fact, don't get me wrong, I love to work for the union. I'm about tired of driving 3 hours a day.
They could improve as okay. Craig, it's just we can summarize it in a quote. Your opinion is extremely important. So you said that they could improve by assigning people jobs that are closer to where they live, right?
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
Make it more convenient for you get to and from work every day. In fact, this ain't a part time thing. You got to be there every day to have a job.
Making it more convenient to have a job every day, right?
Doable, because rather than getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and driving to Bouvet, considering I live really close to Indianapolis, instead of taking an hour and a half trip to Bouvet, I could be taking a 20-minute trip to Southport to work.
Which is completely understandable. Thank you so much, sir. And also, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I guess what should the union be working on for the next couple of years? The future.
What happened for the next future years?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about
So what do you think is the most important thing that the union should be working on? What they should they working on? Should be they working on?
Job security for their employees, where they're able to move.
Jobs and security. In this case, the opinion is being recorded, but I'm also typing it down. So if you can just enumerate it. Can you enumerate, or it could be multiple answers. You said jobs and security, right? And what else?
Well, job security.
Job secured. That's fine. That's an option. Job secured. We care about your opinion. We are 85 complete with the survey. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, job site, union meetings, mail, text, or SMS?
Job site or text.
Job site or text. Okay, we'll go by your first choice, as it's only one option. But thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC. Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year.
I would have to say Scott is pretty good at his job, and he lets us, I know if he's aware of anything being changed, he brings it to our attention.
I understand. Would you say never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple times a year.
A couple of times a year. Thank you. Now, we're almost done with 90%. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And now, would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
It was depending on who's in the office at the time, but...
Right. But under these circumstances, strong, not strong, or don't know?
Strong Republican.
Thank you so much for that, sir. I appreciate that. And just to make sure we have a representative sample. What is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian,
Excuse me? What was the question?
The question is just to make sure we have a representative sample. May I ask, what is your race?
Oh, I'm white.
Oh, you're white. Thank you very much. I appreciate your opinion. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Mike? Michael?
Mike or Michael, right? Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Michael. It was a great pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have an excellent rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye, sir.